There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's 3 o'clock, isn't it?
It is 3 o'clock.
On the dot.
And you didn't hear any breaking news sounder from me.
I am not shocked. Now something could happen in the next couple of minutes, I guess. I'm not shocked or surprised by this. But I'm still a little... Why? Why did they not do anything? Why did they not...
Are we sure it just hadn't been announced yet?
Like I said, I'm giving them that maybe there's a grace period where it hasn't been announced.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
And they could have done something at 2:59 and it just hadn't been announced yet. We'll look at it. But as of right now at 3:01, there is no... I've looked up all the people that cover the NFL and cover the Texans in particular that might be saying, oh, they're working on something, they're close on something. And I'm not seeing anything.
There is something.
What do you have?
And I know you told me to swing in with the sounder, but I'm not doing it for this. There is some Texans news here. This is coming from Diana Russini just seconds ago. The Texans are trading away defensive tackle Khalil Davis to the San Francisco 49ers in exchange for a 2026 seventh-round pick. So, just couldn't bring myself to play the sounder for that one.
Your guy, man. Blue Springs, baby. Gone.
Damn.
He gone. He's going, going to Cali.
Are the Texans good inside?
I
mean,
I guess you get in there and
I guess Mario Edwards is coming back.
Nico Autry gave you 2 sacks last week, man.
So they traded the Niners who desperately needed help on the inside. Watch him be even better.
Go over there and be better.
I'm just saying, with that, like, you know, I'm not saying he's not, you know, they just have a system over there. He's got guys. Watch him be something that you're like, damn, there was more there than he gave here. Because he showed flashes. So Khalil Davis to the Niners for a 7.
See that?
So they were on the phone.
That dropped after 3 o'clock.
I said I'm giving that. Right now is what we know is it's 3:03 and we've heard the news drop that they traded away a player and nothing has come in. What does Tony say? This don't make no damn sense. I mean,
oh my God, this don't make no sense.
I just don't know how they didn't pull the trigger on anything up to this point to help this team and help guys up front to do something. Somebody came through and said, hey, you know, they don't trade offensive linemen. No, they do. The Minnesota Vikings traded for Cam Robinson and got a starting left tackle for a 7th-round pick. It happens. Wow. So the Texans are staying pat. Everybody. I mean, the Ravens have made 3 moves, 2 or 3 moves. right now. Maybe just two. Maybe Deontay Johnson and not Lattimore, but White, the corner. The Steelers have made multiple moves. Mike Williams, Preston Smith, the pass rusher. Chiefs have made multiple moves. Pass rusher from the Patriots. You saw DeAndre Hopkins. The Bills go and get Amari Cooper. Wow. I was with you. I thought something would happen by 3 o'clock. Something would happen.
Yeah, I thought for sure that something would happen. I thought they'd be making moves to get better and fill obvious voids, even if it were, you know, a depth corner. Even if it were just a middle of the pack, another interior offensive lineman that you could add to the mix that gives you another go to if Kenyon Green happens again, which I know he's injured. What happened to him? Yeah, it's a tough one to wrap your head around. Can't wait to hear from them. When do they speak and talk about it a little bit?
I'm not sure about Casario, but I know we will hear from D'Amico Ryans tomorrow.
There you go.
Text line coming through. You know Nick isn't going to make any trades before the deadline. That's not in his nature. I don't know if that's the case. I believe Nick has made trades. Hell, he's trading people. I know that. Wow. All right, I see some people rolling in. Maybe they're saving things up so they can bring back JJ.
Come on, JJ.
What a joke this is. They didn't make a move. All right, we'll see. Contenders are loading up. Lions made a move to get Za'Darius Smith on that side. Washington goes against Marshawn Lattimore. But the Texans are going to roll with what they got. Maybe there's some other free agents out there, maybe some other moves that they'll try to make happen. But the Texans do nothing at the trade deadline. They stay where they are. All right.
That's interesting, given from a number of pressures perspective, I think C.J. Stroud is number one in the league.
That would be correct.
I mean, this is
it's the perfect. Hey, we watched him just get his ass kicked for the third straight week. Then we actually had an injury to a player who is out for the year.
Yeah!
We chilling.
Yeah. How bad do you want to get out of this football hell?
Well, that's a good one.
That's a classic one right there. God, how long
ago? Yeah, I reached in the back for that one.
I mean, you reached deep in it. You all right in there? Tyler, you accepted this a long time.
I'm chilling, bro. You
know, Tyler, this goes right in line with the everything's fixable. We won six games with Kenyon Green. We'll be fine.
They believe in this.
They're all fixable.
Yeah, it's and look, I understand you can't. I mean, maybe like the interior defensive lineman in the offseason, maybe they tried and just couldn't get it done, and it didn't work out by the time the deadline came. It seems like you're in a desperate situation where you got to make something happen, especially at that guard center position.
And we would agree. We're seeing moves being made. And you even said at least a depth corner. We're seeing moves clearly what you have to give up ain't something that isn't something that the Texans can deal with.
Yeah.
As we said, left tackle going for a seven. Someone texted in and said, maybe the Texans are telling us they don't think they can contend this year. I think Clinton may be different than that. I think they're telling you that they can, and they believe that they can contend and go with what they got.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I
think it's more that than them thinking that, all right, man, we can't contend this year, so we're not going to make a move. I think it's more than that. Because to me, I would say, at the very least, you want to at least put your franchise quarterback in the best position possible to not keep taking these hits. Yeah. At the very least.
You know the answer to that.
Even if you're not making a move to win it all, like, some we got to do something so he doesn't keep getting hit every week like this.
Yeah, look, they had every reason. They have every reason, or had every reason, under the sun, if you will, to to be aggressive and make a move for an interior offensive lineman. They had every reason to justify giving away more capital than you should have. And, you know, you're in a desperate situation specifically because of what you just said. I mean, you're going to play. What do you got? We got 8 more games and playoffs. So you're going to play at least 9 more games. And it's already been rough on your quarterback.
I say this often, and I said this with the Kenyon Green decision in the offseason. When I say decision to have him as a starter and not really bring in competition, same thing with Kamari Lassiter. And I've said this several times with David Culley, with Lovie Smith. Oh, better be right.
Yeah.
It's really about the 69.
And I will admit, I think since D'Amico has arrived, they have been more right up to this point than they have been wrong. They were wrong about Kenyon and not bringing competition in. They were wrong about him. By the way, he should never play for the Texans again. I think I would move on from Kenyon Green after this.
Just move off that.
Damn.
Well, that's year 4 now, right? Like, we're
like 4 or 3?
Yeah. Maybe this is year 3 for Stingley, isn't it?
This is year 3 for Kenyon.
Yeah, Kenyon and Stingley. So next year would be year 4.
Yeah, year, next year be 4.
I'm out. I'm good. We know. We got to upgrade over that. So, interesting. All right. There no move of the deadline. We'll get your thoughts on that throughout here. But they do have a big game Sunday. And I'm curious from you and the people, from the 5-Hour Energy fan text line, 713-572-4610, text in. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, I want to get Tyler and Clint's thoughts on this as well. Tyler, jump in this first. What would a win against the Lions on Sunday night, what would a win do for you in terms of your thoughts about the Texans? Because I would imagine all season this is the lowest that most people have been about the Texans, except for a few of you who are as optimistic as Willy Wonka. I don't know. In fact, I don't think Willie's that optimistic, actually. But anyway, in terms of your thoughts about the Texans, what would a win Sunday? Would it completely, like, would you be back? We're back! We're back, baby!
I don't know about all the way to that degree about, like, hey, we're back! But it would, I mean, it would vastly improve my feelings about the Texans right now. It would have me feeling much happier. It'd have me, dancing around like an Oompa Loompa, Ron.
Why not? Yeah, stay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious. What would a win Sunday, would that completely, would that in any way change your feelings about the Texans where you are right now as they come off losing to the Jets? What would a win Sunday against the Lions do for you and your mindset? Because you're the one who said, I'm done. I am done talking about contender, Super Bowl contender, until they do it against an opponent that that deserves that. Would you be back in Super Bowl time if they beat the Lions?
It would go a long way. I wouldn't be in Super Bowl time. No, I'm that ship has sailed, and it's going to take more than one game, one outing against a good football team to get me back there again.
And they say no.
It would go a long way. I mean, obviously, again, it depends on what that looks like. I mean, does Detroit come in here and just mess the bed and turn the ball over 3-4 times and sleepwalk through it, and the Texans do the same old, and somehow CJ makes a play late to win it and kick a 58-yard field goal to win it? I mean, it depends on how it all goes down, but it would definitely go a long way to righting the ship. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, as I see some people saying, hey, they would win a game. Hell no, we're not back if we beat the Lions. We got to beat the Chiefs if we're not back, we beat the Lions, Chiefs, or Ravens. Someone texted in, I expect victory.
This week?
This was someone texting.
I like the optimism.
There you go. For me, fellas, it would be a situation of, hey, now I know, like, they can beat the best, right? They can beat one of the best teams. They can beat, like, it would put me in that thought of, all right, they can beat anybody.
The arrow's pointed up.
Now, do I think they can beat anybody 3 times in a row? Which I think the Texans are going to have to do. Do I have at three losses right now, three games behind the Chiefs for the one seed potentially? I don't think they're going to get the first round bye, so I think they're going to have to win three games to get to the Super Bowl. I don't trust this team. I would need to see more consistency. If they beat the Lions, I would say, yep, they could go and beat the Ravens if they host them. They could go and beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Do I believe they have enough consistency to go through a road that says, because right now it would be, if seeds held, Baltimore, here at NRG, then to Kansas City, and then to Buffalo. I don't think they've showed me enough to believe that they can do all of that. But a win against the Lions, I could see them pick off any one of those games. I could see them get somebody. But right now, I just, like, they're not consistent enough at this point to make you believe they can go on a run and beat three quality teams in a row and two of those games away from home.
Agreed. Agree wholeheartedly with that.
Now, in fairness, I didn't think the Chiefs were going to do that last year, and they did.
Did what?
Went, like, to that road. Win at home and then go and beat Buffalo and Baltimore on the road. Yeah. The way they had played coming up that year, even with all they had, I didn't think that they would pull that off. They hadn't shown that all season. And I just think at that point with the Texans, they hadn't shown that. Someone texted, we can beat Detroit. Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I could see on a night them getting themselves riled up, 10 days off, Detroit coming off of an emotional game against the Packers, and you roll it. I would not be floored off my ass if the Texans won the game.
Boy, I would.
Are you?
You watch it? You know the Detroit game? My team I just watched play.
What'd you say? The Detroit team that I watched?
TV? I think I wouldn't be back in. I'm gonna tell you, I wouldn't be back in the Super Bowl contender. But I would have a real, because they're gonna have to play super physical.
Text line coming in. I think a win changes things for them. They need a win for themselves.
Oh, they need it bad or never. You're gonna have to be as physical as you've ever been. I mean, D'Amico Ryans, if you win that game, it's gonna happen with a level of physicality that D'Amico Ryans will not be able to contain himself.
You're gonna get hit hard if you're playing against
us because that's what Detroit brings.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a monster win.
No, absolutely. And I think it
would be a statement win about your team in terms of what they're capable of, because I just don't know. Like you've been pushed around all year long offensively. I mean, pushed around and almost looks like you like it, unless you're CJ getting the brunt of it. It almost looks like you like it.
Yeah, and they get Jameson Williams back this week from suspension. They add Za'Darius Smith coming up. As I see someone texting, it would change me. How could it not change you to think they were a Super Bowl contender if they beat the Lions?
I think the Lions are the best team in football. I think that's a fair thing to say. In the league, anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday. I when I look at a Super Bowl contender, I need that team to show me. Whether they do it or not is another thing. But I need to believe that team right there can play three straight games versus the best opponents that the league can throw at them.
At least
and win those games. I just don't believe that with the Texans right now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, speaking of last night, former Texan DeAndre Hopkins, boy, he looked good last night. He looked good, and he looked like a fit. And, I thought he was going to break up and get emotional there after the game. And I know many of you are happy for him. Some of you aren't. But I know many of you are happy for him. But if you missed it, DeAndre Hopkins, boy, he sounded a little different last night. We'll let you hear what he had to say and discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
See people here texting in, hey, Texans make a trade. No, they did not. Actually, I'm sorry. They did. They traded Khalil Davis, Blue Springs High School. You know, almost when I said it, I almost did a goodbye chant. Almost pulled an old Blue Springs High School chant out, and I kept it in. because it's really lame. But they trade him to the San Francisco 49ers. What do they get, an 8th round pick?
Conditional 7th rounder, Ron.
Conditional 7th.
Don't sell old Casario short now.
They may have slid into an 8th rounder. Conditional. So it wasn't enough to give him Malik Collins. They wanted to go ahead and give him Khalil Davis as well. So there you go. Texans, though, however, do not add to their team. And virtually every single team in the AFC that are contenders have added to their team. So there it is. And added, like, parts that they believe would really help them, significant pieces that would really help them, not just guys off the practice squad that they have scooped up. So that is the latest there. All right, Clint, last night, boy, what about old DeAndre Hopkins last night?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder where all those he's washed folks are at, man. That's a tough narrative to push this week, ain't it? He looked good, man. He looked really good, and when I mentioned last week at the trade that I thought he'd be a good fit. I didn't think it would happen that quick. Like, it looked like they've been playing together for a while.
For the most, they missed a couple of things where you can see there's some.
Yeah.
At the end of the game, I think the game may not have gone to overtime.
He wasn't looking.
Yeah, he wasn't looking. But they'll get that.
Yeah.
Like, as I said earlier with the guys, that's just generally not the style of receiver that the Chiefs have gotten, right? They've gotten the Tyreek Hills, the Mecole Hardmans, even Rashee Rice, who's a bigger one, but he is still a more of a in the middle of the field, catch and run type of guy, run crossers and stuff like that. Worthy, who they've gotten. They had really got a guy like post up. Like, and
they got one, he just plays a different position.
Yes, but now they got him at a receiver spot, and the red zone, the game was changed. And in the middle of the field, like, he just threw that ball up.
Yeah.
And trusting him already.
Yeah.
Like, that was, you know, you would say I played with a guy for 2 games, and I'm gonna throw that puppy up.
I've seen this happen before. Let me see if he can do it for me that thing up.
And he went ahead.
Yeah, look, I think the biggest thing is the red zone stuff. I mean, it just with Pat's offense, like, I don't know. Again, with the exception of Kelce, I don't know that he's had a lot of guys, which is basically just repeat what you said. But he's had a lot of guys that are really dangerous between the 20s. But boy, they got to get real creative when they get down there inside the 5 or inside the 10, and that field shrinks. And I don't know how many defensive coordinators, and I know there have been times, but I don't know how many defensive coordinators have not actually probably felt better about playing man inside the 10-yard line than you do it from the 50 or the 40, because it's always been about speed. DeAndre Hopkins puts you in a position where if you pay attention to Kelce, you pay attention to that creativity, this little scoop pass, shovel pass, all this jive they do, and they run the ball well too with Kareem Hunt. You pay attention to that if you want, and you leave DeAndre Hopkins one-on-one with a defensive back on an island. I mean, the big body slant is as the fact that he can run the shake back shoulder and the shake slant. Those two right there are going to be like taking candy from a baby for Pat Mahomes in this offense.
Well, I mean, the slant was easy. That was so easy, and the guy had no chance. He made one move, because you're thinking, as you just said, you're thinking fade, which, you know, if it's up in air at his size and his hands, he goes up and gets it.
There's a panic factor.
And then he just comes right in the line. I mean, it was just – it hadn't been that easy. And you're right. Usually they would maybe line Kelce up out there and try to do some of those things. You put those two on the same side in the red zone?
Yep.
God, it's crazy. But here was DeAndre Hopkins last night. And Clint, man, Hopkins sounds like, I mean, I thought he's going to tear up during this
thing. Hell, he probably is.
Listen to, it's not even, this is past excitement. Like, he looked like, you know, his life was saved. Here, if you can see it and you can hear it in his voice, here's DeAndre Hopkins after the game yesterday.
Honestly, the words can't describe it. Been patient, You know, this is a dream come true to get my first win in a stadium like this, on a team like this. You know, just got to keep building the momentum. The way these coaches help you prepare day in and day out. I come in early, I leave late. So, you know, the coaches, you know, it's not just me, it's everybody. You know, just preparing me to come out here and be successful. I mean, I manifested this, I seen this already. You know, my mom, you know, we knew this day would come. And, you know, I'm just being present in the moment.
I just don't believe Laura Rutledge thought that that D-Hop's mom was coming into this thing when she posed some of those questions.
I saw tears in his eyes.
Hey, listen, that man, it looks like he's like, oh my God, like this is what a healthy football team looks like. This is what a healthy staff looks like. Because you said you were surprised he didn't, that you know, they were able to get on the same page and he could be so productive his first game out. I mean, he had every bit of 10 or 12 targets in this game. Like he was, but I mean, if you imagine him thinking, like, he's got to be slightly pissed.
Honestly, the words can't.
Oh, I mean, yeah, two things can be true. He can be like at a loss for words, happy, and also
be thinking,
reflect back on his 10 years previous and all of the, I would imagine he probably had a little bit of fun in Arizona. Just because, I mean, Cliff ain't gonna create an atmosphere where you're gonna be miserable. And he was, when he was healthy, he was making plays in Arizona. Who doesn't like Arizona?
Yeah, but I wonder what the preparation of winning and everything to that.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about from not being miserable. But you look at dealing with Will Levis and what's going on in Tennessee.
The words can't describe it.
Bill O'Brien and what was going on in Houston.
I mean, imagine where he's just coming back.
And then all of a sudden you walk in, bro, and that's the crazy thing is you walk in, you realize like, this is what it's all about. Like, forget, like, you think of it's like enamored with the talent of Pat. Yeah. That's part of it, I'm sure. But like the thought of like how they game plan and how easy the game of football is when you do it the right way and you got the supporting cast and you're coaching these guys up the right way. I'm sure he's sitting back there mad in the Hornet because of what he had to go through the last 10 years.
Right, looking at Travis Kelce. This is what your life
is. This is what you, this whole life? No wonder you're up there with Taylor. No wonder you're a Swiftie.
You feel like you can dream to go after Taylor Swift.
You mean you came back into the season, you won two Super Bowls and come back into the season a little bit overweight and the coach doesn't make a big deal out of it. You just kind of work your way back into health and no, it's not a big deal. You mean that's literally a possibility?
And I've talked to athletes and I know you can attest to this. It can be an eye-opening thought process when you think, all right, we are in the NFL, but to see how different teams can work.
Yep.
And do things, and you can like it. Like I think it was for Dalton Schultz coming over here from Dallas when he thought he was in a zoo all the time, and coming over here and getting with a real situation like the Texans are with D'Amico. So wow, just good for him, man. I'm happy for D-Hop.
I bet you are.
Well, I'm just happy for him, man. Even no matter where he went, if he'd have gone to Detroit,
That's not true. If he went to Detroit and he was helping,
I would be happy for him. I mean, I think where he is, I think it makes it a little bit more happy about this thing.
It's good to see, man. Dude's a baller. He's fun to watch. I mean, he makes the NFL product more fun when he's doing his thing. And you know me, I like to. I like when older cats start balling a little bit.
For Texans fans, I'll be like a lot of you Texans fans. I hope D-Hop gets a ring. I agree with you. I hope getting away from Deshaun and getting away from. I hope DeAndre gets a ring. I hope he wins one, just like many of you hope he does. Coming up, it is a big night. I know many of you are going to be glued to the TVs about this one. A big night that we got to address, and we got to get it out of the way. It's a big night in this country. We'll discuss that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Shout out to Clint's former teammate, Emmett Smith, who he'll take on anything, folks. Hey, man, go ahead, Emmett. Can we get Emmett on? I don't want to talk to Emmett about the Cowboys or anything. I just want to say, Emmett, how long it take you to go ahead and say, yeah, man, I want to be a sponsor for these Depends?
Get your foot placement right.
He wants to speak for Depends.
I'll tell you right now.
Got to swallow the pride on that one.
I do it right now. I mean, I can imagine the Depends read right now.
I guarantee that money was right. He said, yeah, I got you.
Oh, yeah. What you need?
He pulls a Snoop.
Ain't nothing
They just pay me to talk about it. They don't pay me to use it. Snoop said, you know, Snoop did it. He did an ad for, it was one of the liquors. Or actually, he was just talking about, you know, people being the spokesperson.
Oh.
He said, no. He said, you think I drink all that? And he was cussing, of course. You think I drink all that crap I do those commercials for? He said, wait a minute, what do you mean? Hell no, I don't drink it. They just asked me to be in a commercial. They didn't pay me to drink it. He's in that Corona commercial. He's got a couple of liquors that he's in.
You know me. Shout out to the men's clinic. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try the product. So I would. I'd come on in with them Depends. Let's give it a shot, folks.
You can really move around in these.
Man, wow. Almost feel like I had done nothing. I went for a single and a deuce.
Former NFL great Emmett Smith here. Do you struggle with leakage?
You see my number, deuce? Hell yeah, I do. My man Emmett said, yeah, I got it. I'll take it. My man Emmett chilling in that Tostito commercial, and he said, let me add Depends onto that list.
Don't want to miss a big play in the game you're watching?
Stay right here.
Just the product for you.
And I use it. While I'm eating my Tostitos, I'm also just pissing. All over myself.
It's not just for the fellas who have some trouble back there. You don't want to miss a play?
You guys shouldn't be making fun of that, man.
Not a stench. Not a stench. Smells like game.
I crapped myself twice last week. The people I was around didn't even know.
Well, I mean, if you got Depends, like, you can't go two. Like, you can go one all day, man. You can't just go two. I can understand the slippage of one, but you got to go sit down. You got to go hit that. You can't wear it. I don't think Depends are just saying, man, doo-doo on yourself. like you, Laney, or something. Just go ahead.
Laney, damn sure. She's going to change your facial look either.
You smell that, Dad. Let's go.
Thankfully, I had the pins.
All right, college football playoff tonight. The first time that the college football playoff seeding will be announced. And this is important. Remember, this thing has moved to 12 teams. And Clint, I am seeing some projections here. And I think this is pretty close. And, boy, we talked about it. I don't mean to bring this up, but that loss has just completely shifted things. And it's crazy to South Carolina because A&M would, I think, be comfortably – A&M would be the 3 seed.
Ah!
They'd be the 3 seed right now. If A&M was in it, because they would be leading the SEC by themselves, unbeaten. So they would have one of the top 4 seeds. And they go from, if they won that game, from being the 3 seed to this from The Athletic. The Athletic has Oregon 1, Miami 2, Georgia 3, BYU 4. Now, I don't think they believe those are the 4 best teams, but those are the teams leading the Power 4 conferences with Ohio State, Notre Dame, Penn State, and these damn Indiana Hoosiers. Shout out to Adam Spillane. Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, and Boise State being the top team outside the Power 4 or 5 that has the best record. And then Clemson, Iowa State, what is that, Army, SMU, and Ole Miss. And that, I mean, A&M is, I believe, the next team out off the bubble behind Ole Miss. They go from 3 to being like not even on the bubble, which is crazy to me. But do you look at this? You've been watching. You watch college football as much as anybody. Is this right now what you would agree with right now? The top 12.
Yeah. I would agree with the top 12 right now. I mean, I don't think. I mean, there's give or take. I mean, there's some teams that can work their way up into it that are still climbing, but. You know, no, I agree with. I think Oregon's the number 1 team in the country. I think they've earned that. I think Miami. Absolutely. I think Miami is right there behind them. I think Georgia's in a really good spot. The BYU thing is that's the Big 12 champion, right? Is what they're banking on there? At least the leader at this point in time. Yeah, I love Indiana as the outlier. Them and kind of Boise State as the cinder, not the Cinderella, but the one that nobody really expects to win a championship.
I'm into that game.
Hell yeah.
Like if Indiana and Boise make it, I am like I'm watching. They're playing a Georgia. Yeah. They're playing something. I'm definitely watching that game.
Yeah. I think I don't know why, but for some reason I still believe that Texas is one of the better teams in the country. So I think they're probably a little bit low. But I like the 12 overall. I'm good with that, yeah.
Yeah, it is clear, Clint, when you see this, and fair or not, it is clear, Clint, that the Big 12 and the ACC, like the level of respect that they have with the committee and with anybody, it's clear. Iowa State's down there unbeaten. They got him on the bubble behind – Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, Iowa State just lost, didn't they? They did. They just lost at the last second at Texas Tech. Never mind. But yeah, like Clemson, I cannot believe Clemson. Like, if you're going to tell me 2 lost teams, and I'll just say this because Tyler's here. You're going to tell me Clemson and A&M? Clemson just got the doors blown off of them at home by Louisville, and I don't even think they're that good this year. Not like they were before. I am surprised that Clemson is rated so high, right, the first team off the bubble. But still with a team like A&M, Ole Miss right there too, it is still right there for the taking for them because you know, like, Alabama could lose to LSU this weekend.
Yep.
And Indiana's got Ohio State on the road coming up soon. They lose, I think they're out.
You've got Texas still on the schedule.
Yep,
A&M can get back in this thing. The thing is, at 2 losses, you cannot afford to lose another one. You've got to rock and roll. The one that I'm interested in here for me is SMU. Jumped into the ACC. Great story. My boy Rhett Lashley's down there. He's got to be one of the hottest, at least after the season, going to be one of the hotter head coach candidates in terms of getting a bigger job, even though he may not want to leave there ever. But their only loss is to BYU. They've got some really good wins on their schedule relative to the climb that SMU had to make and jump into the ACC. And but for them to be even mentioned in this after jumping to a Power 5, now Power 4, if you will, is big. And it wasn't – I could see them jumping into the Big 12 and doing it, like BYU has, but jumping into the ACC with the likes of Miami and Florida State and Clemson and going in there and handling your business. I know it's a down year for a couple of those schools, but, boy, what a story. What a storybook season that SMU's got rolling.
Yeah, they do. But, no, I'm looking at it. This is the first time it comes in. We'll see what it looks like. I think this is what it will look like.
Oh, you think it'll look just like this?
I think this will be the top 12. We know Boise's going to be in there. And I think Indiana's going to be in there. I think this is what it's going to look like. I don't think Iowa State, Clemson, SMU.
Army's still undefeated, ain't they?
I think so, yeah, because Notre Dame beat Navy. Notre Dame will play Army. So that will... You know, that will be decided there as well. But I think it will look like this. But I enjoy the thought of just, like right now, there are three teams that you would not normally think would be in some sort of a playoff type of scenario that right. intrigue me. Like the newness of, hey, I want to see what BYU is going to look like, you know, if they got to take on Texas
mm-hmm.
or they got to take on Alabama. I want to see what Indiana's going to look like when they got to take on Georgia. I've got a feeling of that, but I want to see what those games look like. Sadly enough, I am concerned that if BYU and Indiana will actually be in it. I'll be honest with you, what I'm rooting for is that team in Boulder continues to roll through.
Colorado?
And they
somehow gets in.
They can get it. K-State lost to Houston last week, which helps them. If they can just get into the Big 12 championship game, they got two losses already. So they probably got to run the table. Because that's the deal is if you can get yourself into your conference championship game, like A&M can try to do, you can control your own destiny. And there would be nothing bigger to me if Colorado slid in there. If Colorado found a way to get into the top 12, that would I mean, that would take
better,
my interest.
You better believe it. The ratings want it, too. Love or hate, boy. They prime and them boys he's got up there, they move the needle one direction or another. You either love them or you hate them, and it would be made for TV. There's no doubt about it, man. That'd be a hell of a story, too, just for Deion. I mean, all the glitz and glamour. I got to be around Deion a little bit, man.
He would piss people off.
Oh, he pisses everybody off. But the way he pisses everybody off is he just don't care, and people don't like people that don't care. You know what I mean? Like he legitimately does not care, and that bothers people. So, but I just deep down, man, Prime's a legit, genuine, sincere. I mean, real dude, man. He cares about people, I'd love to see Prime get in. That would be great. The story that, I mean, what that would do for his coaching career, too, of not that he necessarily needs it, but boy, you want to jump into.
With Florida State potentially being open?
Yeah, if he wants to take it, yeah. I mean, you just, good God, taking Colorado and doing it, there ain't been but a handful of guys ever do anything like that, ever.
Yeah. They're already bowl eligible, right?
Yeah.
6-2. Yeah, that's. It's wild. All right, what man. You got coming up at the four?
All right, no move at the deadline. No move at the trade deadline for the Texans. Sorry about that, fans. Sorry about that. It's just painful for me, too, as a fan. But just because the opportunity for this team to get better through adding personnel, adding better players is gone, that doesn't mean that there is not some real potential for this team, this offensive unit, let's be honest, to improve in a big way. Tape drop Tuesday. That's today, y'all. I watched the film, and there's some things been validated. We'll talk about what the Texans can do and need to do offensively to get better, and as well as a little something on the defensive side of the football. Derek Stingley got bailed out a couple times, y'all. We got to talk about that. We'll do that next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.